Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Do I look casual? I just put my arm up.
Yeah. Good. You look really casual.
Thank you.
Just in time for us to start a casual episode our podcast.
Extreme. I know we're usually black tie optional.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We were just discussing this and it's been in my brain. I feel like we are always black tie optional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this show is black tie optional.
Yeah. Black tie optional. It just means you can I just wear sneakers?
You're flip-flops? Not even wearing shoes.
No, I'm not right now.
I feel like we're doing it right.
We're doing black tie optional, right?
Although I guess technically we're even doing white tie optional. That's a thing.
Because we're white?
No, that's not optional. Unfortunately, we're stuck with that. But no, what I mean is...
I'd say we're quite fortunate in many ways.
Well, sure. Yes, is what I... Yeah.
I know what you
valid
mean.
Valid point, yes. What I'm saying is white tie is even higher formality than black tie. So
the fuck is white? No wonder. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like beyond black
yes,
tie.
It's like you have to wear white tux.
How is that better? That's like... Is that fancier?
I think so.
Why is a white tux fancier than a black tux?
White tie.
Why is this anything we're even talking about?
Oh my God. A top hat is optional is the first bullet point. Oh my God. We talk a lot about top hats on this show lately.
And none of these people
also, I was
are
wrong.
Wearing white
I
tuxedos.
Was I was thinking about homecoming in Ohio in 2005.
Oh,
not,
got it.
Not white tie.
They're literally wearing white ties.
With a tuxedo.
Yes.
And white,
potentially a top hat.
And white gloves and a cane.
This is too much for me.
That's optional.
Black
here.
Tie was already too much for me.
This is optional. But if you're going to our prom in Nebraska that we're planning.
True. Tell the folks how this relates to our episode, towing companies.
Oh, well, much like the stars of Lizard Lick Towing, we are always in our highest formality of fashion wear, and that's why we're discussing towing companies.
Okay,
did you ever watch that
Lizard Lick?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was like, is that a company you have a review from?
Oh, it's a TV show. We're gonna talk about it.
Oh,
I thought you knew it.
Lizard Lick Towing is the name of the show.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And so we're going to discuss it. That was my really, really shitty attempt.
It was really good.
I'm
better
sorry.
Than what I had, which was nothing.
Okay, well, I think I would argue it was probably even worse than nothing.
True.
So we have towing company reviews today. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm keeping it casual.
Because a lot of mine are about Lizard Lick Towing.
Fascinating.
So I feel like you should start off with something different.
Okay. We'll start at Priority Towing here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
This is a review by Mary. 1 star. Beware attempted illegal tow. On July 23rd, while resting at the Walmart, my vehicle was put on a tow truck by a tow driver while I was inside.
Oh my God.
I fell hurting my back and was terrified getting up from the floor. I saw a man's beady eyes peeking inside. The man, who was in regular clothes, stated he was watching me sleep and that I was trespassing and he was towing my vehicle. This was an attempted kidnapping and extortion.
Okay, well, all right. Yeah?
I mean...
I guess in a technical sense. I don't know that a court would agree. But, I mean, I would be just as freaked out and furious.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know that technically...
As someone who has slept in a car in a Walmart parking lot, this would be absolutely terrifying.
The beady eyes, especially.
Yeah, especially that part.
Yeah.
I was freed by the Warren County's Sheriff's Office. To date, the owner has not responded to my complaint, and I have submitted info to the Ohio Attorney General's Office. End of review.
I wonder.
This is just it was wild. I was like, holy fuck.
I thought it was going to be like, I hurt my back. I'm getting a lawyer.
Yeah, no.
Because you could probably sue them for that, especially if he said, I'm watching you sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hook this car up.
Yeah. I felt like it was very much a theme of people having issues with the tow truck specific tow truck drivers just showing up and hitching up your vehicle without bothering to wake you up or give you a warning.
Have you been towed?
On purpose. I've asked for a tow when my car broke down.
Right.
Multiple times.
Well, that's why you would be in a Walmart and you were like, oh, I have to get somewhere, so I'll just have them tow me there so I can take a nap.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Sorry. I'm rusty. I feel like we haven't recorded in a while. My jokes.
True.
My jokes.
That was a joke.
That was a joke. My jokes are simply not landing. I've been towed. And it's terrible because you know me and my lack of directions. I thought I'd just parked somewhere else. And I wandered around, and this is at our apartment complex in Glendale.
Oh.
I wandered around for probably a half hour before I was like, oh, someone either stole my car or it's been towed. And it was a Honda Civic, which is like, I think, one of the most stolen cars.
Yeah.
And so I call. So do you know what to do if your car just disappears?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I learned this. If you're wondering out there, what happens if you just can't find your car? You got to find the nearest sign that says if towed, call this number.
Yeah,
and so I had to call this number, and they were like, "That'll be $475." And I was late for work, and
What did you do wrong? You just parked in the wrong spot?
I did nothing wrong. I know that this sounds like I'm every reviewer on the planet, but I actually did not do anything wrong because they were doing a TV shoot or a commercial shoot, and they're supposed to give 48 hours warning. But then instead they showed up that morning and said, we're just going to tow all the cars that are in the way of our commercial shoot, and took my car and then posted a sign. And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
That was a theme for sure. I saw a lot of people who said, oh, I have 24 hours. I was told I had 24 hours to move my car. 10 hours later, they towed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say the towing company, I did not have a problem with because it was the TV shoot that called them and said, get rid of this car. But, you know, I think I will say the guy didn't have, his eyes were pretty regular sized and I was awake. So
that's good.
I think that is in my favor and in their favor.
That's something. Yeah. But I will say this one probably included, it maybe not. I don't know enough about the situation, but there's so many that I saw that were so predatory, predatory practices by these towing companies. Yeah, which is a world that I didn't really know much about, and it was kind of hard to find some reviews because I was like, man, this just sucks.
I feel for a lot of these people. But in some cases, I'm like, well, they're just doing their job, you know? So it's
Especially the specific drivers and stuff. A lot of them don't really have a say in what they're doing. They're just told, go get this car. Especially by the police. I'm like, sometimes it's like, I saw complaints and they were like, the tow truck company responded and said, the police told us to take this car. What do you want me to do about it? go complain to them, which will get you very far.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't think that's going to work. Okay, so this was sent in. By the way, this theme was from Emily, she, her. Thank you,
Emily.
This email is from Amanda, who said that they really want to see us in person, but they do not want to go to Hawaii.
Wow. Well, sorry that you don't want to go to our Hawaii show on the beach.
Wowza, Christine.
Can we have a show in Hawaii? What if we told everyone that,
I think that would be amazing.
If we sell out, we'll go to Hawaii.
Okay. I mean, I've been saying that for years. Em and I have never done a show in Hawaii. And I'm like, listen, if we sell out enough places, maybe we'll go to Hawaii.
Okay. You two go to Hawaii. Fine.
But anyway, so I do apologize. Amanda did not say that. I'm sure Amanda would love to go to Hawaii. But Amanda actually said, I don't want to go to Ohio.
Which makes a little more sense.
Which somehow rings a little truer.
Yeah.
But said, I will do it if it means seeing you live. And I'm like, well,
but you aren't.
That is what it means. So
hey,
I don't know.
We still have some tickets. We just got a ticket count.
Yeah, they're not sold out yet. And there's still some VIP left.
Go buy our ticket. Speech2sandy.com/tour to see us live in concert.
In Hawaii. I mean, Ohio. Same difference.
Same thing, basically.
So, all right. So Amanda sent this review of Marv's.
Sounds like a diner.
I know, doesn't it? And this is a 1-star review by Mike. Called Marv's for a tow today. Was told 45 minutes max, but they would probably do better. After the first 45, I called back and was promised 20 minutes. After 45 more, I canceled. Their response was, that sounds good. Which I was like, okay.
I mean, yeah, whenever I get a meeting canceled,
the best.
Oh, I don't have to do anything? Sounds good to me.
Except I just say, wow, that's such a bummer. And then I go back to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I just pretend like I've been greatly inconvenienced.
I'm so disappointed. Maybe we can set something up next week.
Man, some other time. I was so looking forward to this.
That's actually really weirdly funny.
That sounds good.
Very positive.
And that's the whole review. It's like, well, I guess they were at least being honest.
I like it.
Anyway.
Okay, I've got another one from Priority Towing Company. So there's a little bit of a theme here. This is a 1-star review. This is by Michael.
Oh, boy.
This towing company hooked up to my tractor and trailer while I was sleeping, then told me I have to pay him before he could release my truck. He then drove me to the freaking ATM so I could pay him to release my truck. Some people are eating the bread of sorrows and tears. As hard as truck driver work, no one should do this to us. Priority towing is no better than the Taliban or ISIS.
Whoa!
You are terrorizing your own. End of review.
Whoa.
It took a little bit of a turn there.
I was so on board, and then it turned into something well, first the bread thing, I thought, am I on board? We're eating bread full of tears.
I'm not sure what that meant. It sounded like very dramatic. But I feel like this is their livelihoods being fucked with, so
and
I
like,
don't know.
Eating bread of tears sounds pretty familiar to me as an activity.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess I can get behind that. And then it escalated extremely
quickly.
You're
not going to call this company ISIS?
I'm not going to call this company, okay, first of all. Okay. But I'm also probably not going to call them
probably
terrorists. That was a bold claim for someone who is clearly, like, who meant their words.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but this sounds just like any other capitalist, you know, not necessarily a terrorist. What's the difference, though?
No, I was like, wait, isn't it your point? Are you No.
Before you say too much, no, I don't have a point.
Okay. I
am not actually trying to make a point here.
Find your point.
There's nothing. No.
It was just a cruel joke to send me on a wild goose chase for nothing. Okay. Wow, that Alexander, you found some good ones.
It was wild. I mean, but like truly, like when you fuck with people's livelihoods and how they make money, like with these tow truck drivers, I saw so many people. I mean, yes, this might have been a little bit extreme of a statement, but
do you think he called the Ohio Attorney General's office and said, I found a terrorist organization, I found ISIS
in Cincinnati, Ohio?
They're embedded in our beautiful
the fabric of our nation,
state of Ohio.
Maybe that's why Amanda doesn't want to come see us live.
Honestly,
afraid of this towing company.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't think so, but I bet he was pretty, I mean, this does seem a little bit like okay, I don't know what it is, but like, yeah, you get throw your stuff all on this truck and then they're like, yep, gotta pay me if
we
you want
we can't let you off of this until you pay me. I mean, wow. I know that's kind of their job, but it seems extreme. Okay, so now basically I'm just going to talk about lizard lick towing.
Okay, thank you. It's about time.
Yeah, I feel like we've waited long enough without it. The tension is palpable. Everyone wants to hear it. We did get a lot of towing company reviews, and I am going to save those later for Between You and Us, but I just got too immersed in this, as Wes put it, a black hole of towing companies.
Wes, of course. Wes would say that.
As Wes.
Because I know who Wes is.
Wes would say. I mean, you will in a moment. Okay. So Wes says, every day to get on the highway, I drive past the best intersection known to man. It has a Dollar General, a gas station with a giant lizard with a top hat on. Oh, that's not what it says.
Did you just make that up? Your imagination is quite impressive.
This top hat thing is getting to me, Alexander.
There's no top hat? It's a white tie, but the top hat was optional.
He has a cane.
Yeah.
No, it says a giant lizard with a hat on top. And I read with a top hat on.
That's funny. Okay.
Words matter.
So we don't know. Yeah, because we don't know where the hat is.
With a giant lizard with a hat on top of the lizard.
Oh, I thought the lizard was on top of the building. This is hard.
It is.
Yes, but the on top, is that describing the lizard? I think it's saying the lizard with a hat is on top of the building.
That's correct.
Or not necessarily the hat is on top of the lizard, so we don't know where the hat is.
Yeah, but if the lizard has a hat.
You'd never know. It doesn't say has a hat on, does it?
He has a top hat on.
No, okay.
Okay, so giant lizard with a hat on top. and former reality TV business, Lizard Lick Towing.
So, Lizard Lick, is that a place? Is that a feeling?
The town?
Is it a vibe?
It's all three of, it's all three? Of the above. Okay. It's a town.
Okay.
Lizard Lick.
Okay.
So that's why I assume the gas station also leans into the lizard thing.
Oh, the gas, the lizard is on the gas station.
Correct.
I thought it was on Lizard Lick Towing.
No.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I was very confused there.
Yeah,
okay,
I apologize.
Okay. Oh, man, this is a lot to follow for someone like me.
Someone
where
like
is
you.
This?
Great question.
Is it in North Carolina?
Did you just look it up?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, how did you know that?
I'm looking up this intersection.
So you found the intersection?
Yes, I found the lizard.
Is it on... We need to have Flanfo put this on the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. On the... What do you call it?
GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr. Beach 2 Sandy version.
That is a lizard. I mean...
Can you send me it? So is it wearing a hat? Have we confirmed that the hat is on the lizard?
The hat is confirmed.
It's not a top hat?
It is not a top hat.
But wouldn't it have been fun if it was, after all, a top hat?
Yeah, that would have been the most fun.
I thought so.
I'll give you that.
Talk about it. You're right. It's like black tie optional on this lizard.
Yep. Took the words right out of my mouth. Enjoy your lizard picture.
I've noticed a new thing I do where I think it's me trying to affirm like that the other that I'm agreeing with the other person. When this lizard, holy shit,
that's something, huh?
And it says Lizard Lick, North Carolina, mm-hmm. right under him. Oh, he's wearing like a bowler or something.
Something.
No, I do this thing now. I notice where I go, oh, I totally agree with what you said, and then I'll say the thing that I'm thinking. But sometimes I incorrectly attribute my thought to someone else.
What?
What?
What does that mean? Please explain.
So I'll say, oh, yeah, I think you're right. It is black tie optional on this lizard.
Oh, when then, I never even said that.
And then you're
that.
Like, what do you mean? I didn't
okay,
say
I see,
that.
I see it. So you want
to... I think I just do it to like build rapport with people where I'm like, oh, yeah, good call. You're probably right. And
make
also...
Make me think it's my idea. Something so intelligent as that could possibly be my idea. I see.
I just want to throw everyone a bone every now and then just to kind of make them feel like they're valued and worthwhile. Anyway, sometimes it doesn't work. So
no, I do not feel valued.
Okay, well, right. I'll try again later. So anyway, Wes says, this intersection has a Dollar General, gas station with a giant lizard with a hat, and former reality TV business Lizard Lick Towing. Basically, and so Wes said he'd never heard of this before. And I was like, really? I have. And I, now
you were like, oh, really, loser?
No, I
get
just,
with it. You ever heard of culture, Wes? Rhymes with Lizard Lick Towing.
Okay, Wes says, maybe it was just me who was clueless about the show. But from the golden, it's from the golden years of reality TV with obnoxious sound effects and staged fights. Have you had not heard
I've
of this?
I've never heard of this.
Okay.
I know about the show where they have like...
Parking wars.
Parking wars.
Yeah, which is just the wildest concept. And Blaze's dad watches it sometimes.
That's
and I'm like...
so fucking weird.
It gets like... But it's like cops, but like...
Lower stakes, so somehow more ridiculous.
Somehow even more ridiculous, yeah.
As awful as a cops format
yeah.
is.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's like the vibe they're trying to go for. Anyway, so Wes says, basically, the premise of the show is about the couple who owns the shop and their employees repossessing cars. The wife's name is Amy. She's a power lifter / mortician. And / tow company.
Yeah, I was going to say, wow.
She's a renaissance
resume.
And there's a lot of very staged fights. So when I heard you were doing towing reviews, I had to find one of them. The owners reply to every real business review and sometimes ones about the show. Also said, I chose to call this a rabbit hole to get your attention. Rude. But actually, it's a puddle where the tow truck tires skidded in the high-speed chase.
Wow.
That very paints a beautiful picture.
Mm, poignant.
And Wes also says it feels important to mention that the owner's son apparently died recently. So, you know, we want to put impeccable vibes and kindness their way while we're, you know, kind of poking fun at this concept of the show, etc. So I don't want it to come off as, like, too callous or anything. So let's read this, what I have for you here today. Here is one review. This is a review of the actual towing company, not the TV show. And this is a 1-star review by Frida. Horrible person. Rude, obnoxious, and belligerent, and the owner is a liar. He called the sheriff and wasted his time as well as others. Would highly not recommend and pray to the same God that I was told I didn't believe in, that I never returned back there ever. Very trashy and classless. Don't ever get your tar code. So sorry that was bound to happen. Don't ever get your car towed or use their services. Very nasty people. Huff emoji.
Oh, huff emoji. Okay.
Yeah.
Which one? It's the Triumph?
Yes, that's the one. Mm-hmm. It's the one where I always write huff
know,
and it never shows
I always,
up. Or mad. And it's like.
I always put something and I was like, oh, this is Triumph? What? Anyway.
I agree.
Sorry.
It's mislabeled.
But now I would look at that and be like, that's a ridiculous use of that emoji because now I do use it as somewhat of a Triumph thing.
Yeah, I guess it does like, kind of work. Like
when I tell someone, you got this, I use the Triumph emoji.
Sure,
you
know, I guess that's you know. Fair.
Anyway, well, sorry, back to God.
Well, there's...
And godliness.
Much to your pleasure, I assume, there is a response.
Good, okay.
That does elaborate on the God thing.
Oh, that's exactly what I... Wait, so just to make sure I understand correctly, Lizard Lick Towing told this customer that they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And this customer's like, well, I'm going to pray to that God I supposedly don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
This is such a bizarre interaction already.
Yeah, and then the best part is they try to... Lizard Lick Towing tries to explain the situation, and it's like, oh, so it is basically that. That is basically what happened.
I'd like to think, and I assume it's not going to be like this, but I'd like to think they'll have this weird, like... sort of like history, biblical history laid out. And they're like, yeah, well, technically the God that you believe in, that stems from this Abrahamic, whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about Yahweh. This is,
exactly.
We're having a different conversation
here. Like, I have
here.
A feeling it's not going to be that level of discourse,
no.
But.
Not quite.
We believe in the lizard God here.
We believe in the lizard God. Look at him. He's on top of that bank over there.
Because, yeah, when I think of this owner, I think of that lizard. Like, that's all I can think of right now. When I think of anyone who works at Lizard Lick Towing.
I can't because I just pulled up their IMDb page earlier today.
Oh.
And I learned a little bit about what they look like. So this is the response from Lizard Lick Towing and Recovery. We are sorry you feel that your experience was negative. However, to fully explain some of the reasons, let's look at the full story. When the vehicle was towed for being parked in the street, obstructing traffic, including emergency vehicles, the driver recorded the professed owner threatening to kill everyone here. Then the first pickup appointment was missed. When you showed with driver, we had to have them trespassed off the lot for threats, language, and actions toward the female office manager. When you and he started infusing God into the situation, you were simply asked, did you know the Ten Commandments? Because surely someone who is using religion as escape would know the very basic 10 laws of God. When the response was, you should not be ugly to people, the counter response was, you must not know God very well. That is the moment you started telling everyone here they were racist because you were told you must not know God that well since you could not verbally list one of the Ten Commandments. All this cursing, yelling, screaming, and threats by both of you were done while holding a baby. Please make sure when leaving a review to tell the whole story, the one recorded on video and audio. And coming to TV Thursday at 4:30 Central.
Yeah.
I'm like, this I'm interested. I feel like maybe I'd do a peek and watch this scene.
You'd watch this scene?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Someone holding a baby threatening
to
kill everybody?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Now we know what kind of TV you're interested in.
I mean, Criminal Minds, yes. It does kind of track.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality television, maybe this isn't my vibe. When people come in respectfully, there is never a problem. When one threatens lives of staff, screams curses, and tries to use religion to resolve a case with the results they are seeking all in the same 10 minutes, it usually creates issues. Hopefully you will not violate rules and your vehicle will not be towed again, but if it does happen, please refrain from repeating the above actions, and I am confident you will have a much more satisfactory experience here. Have a pleasant and joyful weekend.
Ooh, boom.
I wish they had said have a blessed weekend.
I was going to say, I mean, now with that context, I'm like, that seems like a very good response. Like, I feel like I would say that to someone who's using religion against me.
I do feel
I'd
like...
I'd be like, you don't know God. You or you must not know God so well or something.
I feel like, but to be like, oh, but list the Ten Commandments to prove it. It's like...
Okay, that's stupid.
It's like, what? Like, I feel like this is the weirdest angle to take.
This whole
like,
thing is weird.
Just list one of the Ten Commandments. And he said, like, do not be nasty to people. And they're like, nope. Nope. Thou shalt not have other gods before me. Nice try, though.
Yeah, gatekeeping religion is just...
It's like...
It goes against the whole point, isn't it? Actually, I don't fucking know what the point is, but...
Once again, we're
as
hunting
accepting
for one.
As many religions supposedly are. It's funny how gatekeepy
some people
can be about it.
Yeah, you don't know the Ten Commandments. You must not even believe in the God that you supposedly pray to.
You must lick your eyes to keep them moist. Oh, that's the lizard God's commandment. Sorry.
Oh, right. Sure. I was like, that's familiar. I've heard that before.
No, I would have been laughed all the way to church, back to church.
That was the my theology class in college. We're doing like
your eyes.
World religions. Mm. I learned a little bit about
the lizard God.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Would you like a review of Pepe's towing service?
I would love nothing more.
This is in Los Angeles, California. Here's a 1-star review. This is by Danny. Yo, guys suck balls to the max. Just because some guy flake on your tow guy 7 months ago doesn't mean I'm going to do the same. You just lost a customer. I have used your services before. Then that douchebag over the phone told me I had to call someone else to row, including that stupid flake story that douchebag told me. So again, you lost a customer. End of review.
What happened? I lost the thread.
You want the owner to try to
sum
it up? Here we go. Here's the response. Your review has no context. If I understand correctly, you are trying to say that our tow service was not provided to you for some weird reason about a prior individual flaking on us 7 months ago? That does not make too much sense. If that is the case, then your 1-star rating does not apply to our services since you were never able to use our services. End of response. I still don't know what's going on.
They clearly don't either, which is like...
Yeah,
huh,
I just like the suck... Yo, it's yoy, Y-O-Y, so maybe I should have said yoy. Yoy, guys, suck balls to the max.
That's literally the worst insult ever. To the max?
To the max.
Who says that? To the max?
And it was like 4 years ago. It wasn't even like 20 years ago.
So stupid, to the max. What was the thing people used to say about grandmas?
About them sucking balls?
Sorry, that was a bad kind of thought combination. But wasn't there a phrase that people used to say, like, when we were in, like, middle school? Like, a slang term about, like, your grandma?
About my grandma?
No.
Like, ours?
Not any grandma.
Any grandma?
Am I wrong?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Your grandma sucks balls?
Stop saying that.
What? Christina, this is what you're basically saying is
what
it is.
No, it's not at all what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I typed in phrase about grandma, and the first one that's listed is, grandma's never run out of hugs or cookies.
So, you want to know what I tried?
Do you remember how
Googling
often
it?
We would say that in middle school? We would yell that at each other, and it was like the worst insult.
I have an article when I tried typing it out. You know what? A BuzzFeed article. You want to hear what it's called?
What?
16 insults you've definitely copped if your grandma is ethnic.
Oh!
That is so the most specific BuzzFeed listicle I've ever heard of.
I have a feeling that was not the one I was referring to. Oh, here's one. This one's good. It starts off with, no offense to grandmas, from the poster. And then they write, I bet your mom's grandma looks better than you and she's dead.
Jesus, Christina, what is happening? What is this grandma thing you're talking about?
And here's another comeback and insult. When someone gives you a really long explanation, me. So your point is?
What?
A
what
snail.
Does that have to do with grandmas?
A snail can think of a comeback faster.
That's good. I like that one. Remember when I said we're going to make this quick since it's like 100 degrees in this room?
Yeah. This one, Alexander, the credit go to... This credit for this one. That's the last one I'll read. Credit goes to user Muffins Are My Life with her book, A Weirdo's Guide to Swag. So here's the insult that she includes in this book.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. But the roses are wilted, the violets are dead, the sugar bowl is empty, and so is your head. Talk about swag.
Please never say that again. Any of those words.
Oh, I think now that I'm getting recommendations that say it's a blurry picture of a minion and it says jokes, insults, and comebacks.
You deserve that.
In Arial font. I think maybe I need to escape this page.
I love minions.
Is your family tree a cactus? Because everyone on it's a prick.
That's kind of good. Cacti tree? Trees?
You're just mad because your dick isn't as big as your mom's. What?
Just, Christina, what are you on? This is all over the place. Some are like weird, like too wholesome, and some are just not okay.
This is on Wattpad.
Never used Wattpad.
Roses are red, tomatoes are redder. I think we both know I like you better than tomatoes.
Okay, that's not even an insult.
Next. Boy, I have a quiz for you.
And I don't mean next insult.
You wanted the next one. This is the last one. Boy, I have a quiz for you. Girl, okay, ask your questions. Boy, one, what is the first name of the guy on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I'm not answering this.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Will.
What, really?
What is the letter after T?
I'm not going to say these words together. Is this like an ICUP thing?
No, but that's a classic. It ends up saying...
Will you go out with me or something? Oh, dude, Jesus, come on. Too predictable.
Boy, of course I will. Girl, dot, dot, dot. There's a minion in there, too.
Oh, okay, now I'm interested.
I'm so sorry. Is it your turn?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
This is another review of Lizard Lick Towing.
Okay.
This is a 3-star review by Francisco. Sometimes I think this show is all planned out. What people doesn't call the cops after they tried burning them alive? Shaking my head, but Amy, you're hot, wink face.
Oh no.
So
shooting your shot on Yelp.
Shooting your shot on Google reviews.
Google reviews even worse.
Winky face is included. Kind of bashing her TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
But then
it's called negging, Christina. It's a strategy.
Ugh. And then you throw a wink in there and maybe you'll get some. So Amy, I guess Francisco finally caught on to the fact that maybe it was a little staged. Maybe.
I probably don't. The outrage that people have over things like that, I think it's probably because they're embarrassed that they believed it as much as they did at one point, maybe. I don't know what it is. Why do people get so upset when they realize that these shows are fake?
Because they feel like they've been lied to.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I get it to an extent. Like, I feel disappointed. And, yeah. Like, when I find out something's, like, you know. I mean, now I'm totally jaded and I have no faith that any sort of thing I see on TV is real. Except Love is Blind. That's all.
Yeah.
All above board.
True.
Obviously. So basically, they didn't call the cops. Someone tried burning them alive. They didn't call the cops.
Yeah, we kind of just glossed over that.
That's how we know. That's the moment when he thought, I don't think this is real. Call the authorities.
You know why? Because this reviewer probably tried it himself to somebody and was like very disappointed to learn that someone called the cops on him.
And it was like, well, that didn't happen to me. Not my experience at all.
Went to court, showed an episode of Lizard Lick Towing, and the court was like, sorry, this is not even real. And he was like, what?
Yeah, and then they said next up on the docket is a woman who is suing for attempted kidnapping from a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
And turns out...
that one might actually have a case.
Might be more of a case than this one.
We're not lawyers, by the way. I know it sounds like we are.
I know. It's hard to distinguish it sometimes. But.
Just got to let you know. I have another one of Pepe's. This is a 1-star review by William. Had a run-in with the owner. Seems nice at first with the brother love and bibble talk. But if he gets pissed off, that hypocrite knows every cuss word in Santin's vocabulary. All I could do for him is pray for him. End of review.
Oh, snowballs.
Oh, snowballs?
Is sounds that like Santans? You said Santas.
Oh, yeah. It was S-A-N-T-A-N-S.
Oh, I see. Santans.
Like Satans, but with an extra
or
N.
Or like Santana?
They were trying to write Santas, I think.
Santas.
Yeah.
Extensive list of curse words.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
That's the one I should have thought of and didn't. So I said snowballs.
Yeah.
Wow. So I love that they had some bib. How did they spell that?
B-I-B-B-L-E.
For God's sake.
Bibble.
I feel like if you're gonna like claim you're really, you know, on top of the Bible talk, like you should probably learn how to spell the...
No, no, no. This person wasn't... The reviewer was saying that the owner of the tow truck company was doing the Bible talk.
Oh, I thought he was saying like, oh, we had a great rapport talking about...
No, he was
about...
saying he seemed nice at first with the brother love and Bible talk.
Okay.
So the guy was probably... the owner was probably talking Bible.
I thought it meant like, oh, we were having a great time chatting.
I don't
about
think
the
they
Bible.
Met at Sunday school.
you know what that means.
I don't, because I met D at Sunday school.
So this is a review of Lizard Lick Towing.
show location. Okay.
2 stars by Bill. I have watched this show for years, and it is disappointing how this show has degraded. Most scenes are now fabricated. I don't think many viewers were able to hold interest in some older guy getting married again. This show has run its course, and this season is very painful to watch. I have now removed this show forever from my DVR. End of review.
That is... oof.
It's like kind of sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, I feel like that's end a big, of an big era moment for Bill.
No, it's a big moment, taking something off your DVR. Who's getting married?
So they got divorced, I think, Amy and...
oh.
Bill? Is that his name? And so there was a whole thing. I don't know why I know this. Okay, it was not Bill. It was Ron. Ron and Amy, and they got divorced. There's also a character named Big Juicy.
There has to be a Big Juicy.
There always is, mm-hmm. You know?
That's... in our podcast, I'm the Big Juicy of our show.
That's what we always say. This does have a 4.4 out of 10 on IMDb, so...
oh, dear.
Can't be that bad. So...
I'm sure I've watched worse and enjoyed... sorry. I'm sure I've enjoyed worse.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
Yeah, but just watching him get married... I love how it's like it's all fabricated. Who can watch this guy get married over and over again or something? Like, are they just all fake weddings? Like, okay.
It's all for the ratings.
Yeah. That's why D and I are married.
Oh my God.
I haven't released that video. Shoot.
What? Oh, yeah. It's okay. I'll cut this out. So this was one of the reviews I just pulled up of Lizard Lick Towing, because I just clicked. This is just so wild. Okay, so of the company, here's one. I suggest them to wear bulletproof vests because of the nature of the job. Amazing job, adventurous, dangerous, thrilled, not a job for a four-walled idiots. I love Bobby. He shows that actions speak louder than words, and then a series of commas. I'm worried a little bit. And
At first I was like, wow, this seems like a very serious threat against their lives, but now it's like a, wow, they live a badass, dangerous life.
Yeah, they're heroes.
Yeah.
So now Gary, 5 stars, loved it. And today I met Dennis, a.k.a. Dennis the Menace, in a grocery store. He was the repose. What does that mean? He was the repose?
I don't know.
Nice man. October 19th, 2021. Anyway.
That means very little to me.
Okay.
I don't know who Dennis is.
Dennis the Menace?
The Menace. Minestrone.
Ooh.
Now that I can get behind. Okay. Here's a review of Orlando Towing Company in Orlando, Florida. So 1-star review by Ellis. This company is bad, and the guy shouldn't have kids. End of review.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That is personal.
That is quite a personal attack.
Ooh.
Two people gave it a thumbs up, though.
His kids.
Got him. Who goes and sees that review and thinks, yeah, I got to thumbs this one
up.
Yeah,
I get it, man.
Like an ex-wife or something?
Been there.
I don't know. Yeah, you've been liking things like that?
No, I'm saying like this guy's reading this comment, been like, oh yeah, been there. Agree with you.
Kids were a bad move
for this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to back you up on this.
There's a lot of projection happening potentially here.
I would think, potentially, allegedly. We're not lawyers, were also not psychiatrists or trained mental health professionals.
We are mental health professionals. We just haven't been trained.
Right. Sorry. I should have clarified. Yes, you're exactly right. Yeah. Okay. That was all I got for my towing.
Oh, nice. I got one more.
Okay.
This is very far from a redemption, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is the worst one I got.
Oh, God.
I know. This is a review of Jimmy's Wrecker Service. It's a 1-star review. This is by Sharon. Jerk! The idiot saw how isolated my house was and said he'd take $30 off my ticket if I'd give him a blowjob. I refused. He then charged me for 19 miles when it was 9. I've complained to the Corporation Commission and DPS, but DPS won't touch it. This was back in April, and I'm still fighting them. The owner said the driver has never done this before.
Bullshit.
First time for everything. And maybe I did something to twist him off. What? Stay away from Jimmy's. End of review.
First of all, twist him off is an unfortunate...
Very poor choice of words.
Use
here.
Of wording in this context.
Yes, absolutely. It just
bothers me. He's never done this before.
And then being like, oh, but you know what? If he did do this, you deserved it for some reason.
For twisting him off, yeah. Which, again, not a phrase I would like to be repeated.
Nor, yeah.
In this context. Oofa, oofa doofa. That is a bad one.
Yeah.
Thank you for ending on that.
You're welcome. I saw it and I was like, this is just, that's what I was saying. There's so many, like maybe this was on my mind earlier when I said predatory practices, but.
Well, in the most literal sense.
Yes, predatory practices.
I think I actually.
You didn't want to end on that one, so you're finding another one?
Yeah. Okay. I do have a redemption because I felt like I needed to lift our spirits after that. Abby, she, her, wrote to us and said, in the late afternoon of July 27, 2021, my trusty 2013 Hyundai Accent was towed in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm not a Steelers fan. Please still love me. Due to an emergency gas line leak, the city had to tow my car, and my car was towed by McGann and Chester Towing and Heavy Duty. I had a great experience there, as good as one can have when your car is towed. You are late to work and then forced to pick up your car at 11 p.m. when your shift ends. This company is contracted with the city of Pittsburgh, so they get a lot of hate from people whose cars are towed by the city. And also said, by the way, she said, after reading these shitty reviews, I plan to leave my own 5-star review after sending this email.
Great.
I also included a precious redemption. Karma back to you, Abby, she, her. P.S. Please give my sister Nicole, she, her, a shout out if you read this. She introduced me to your show in 2019, and my life has been forever changed as a result.
This is a shout out for Nicole. End of shout out.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're professional.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, like, she showed me this. My life has never been the same. And it's like,
is that a compliment? I'm is
like,
that a good thing?
Is Nicole, like, are you still speaking?
Are we supposed to be apologizing
terms?
Right now?
Right. I feel like I'm not sure the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But so here is a redemption. This is a 5-star review by Thacker.
Excuse me?
By Thacker.
Thacker?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a name?
I think so.
Okay.
Sounds like a name.
Okay. If you say so.
5 stars. Excellent service. Super professional and detail-oriented. Took outstanding care of my car. And the service was special vehicle towing. And here's a response from the owner. Thank you for taking the time to leave us this awesome 5-star review, Thacker. Put our number in the contacts of your cell so you can reach us at any time.
Aww.
And then put the number in. And I just was like, we needed all the responses were like, this is our job. I know it seems unfair, but like, just doing our job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The city tells us what to do and we do it. So
I hope Thacker put their number in into their favorites.
Yeah, maybe even a snap. Contact.
I did that for House of Pies in LA.
Oh, yeah.
So if House of Pies ever called me and my phone was on Do Not Disturb, they'd still reach me.
And he has quite a rapport with them even to this day.
It's been too long since I've been there.
They haven't called you.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
They got a vegan pie on there.
Oh, maybe someday. It is LA.
It is LA.
Okay, cool. So I guess it's my challenge time now.
Yes, it is.
Now that I railroaded you into accepting my redemption that was not planned.
Mm-hmm. What's your challenge about?
So this came from Hallie, she, her, who suggested finding reviews where someone dropped an item in the toilet but continued to use it.
Because of my famous green pen.
Famous green pen that famously returned to the surface and was used and loved for many more years.
Many.
Remember when I was like, oh, where is it now? And you were like, the fuck kind of question is that? I don't know. And for some reason, I thought you had it like on display. You know,
I might have it in my shelf like back home. I didn't, I haven't looked for it.
I thought in my head that
you had. But I definitely don't have it like in a shrine like you do with your weird shit you find.
Well, okay.
Am I wrong?
Wait. Maybe it is in one of my shrines.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe I was so impressed and I'd put it in its own shrine.
I mean, it deserves it, but that's still really weird.
I would say. It's like a Helga Pataki moment, you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay.
Do you know what state Hey Arnold takes place in?
It's something weird, because I always thought it was New York City.
Yeah. It's like, kind of look like, I feel like still meant to
look like
they
call the schools like PS whatever. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like Milwaukee or something really random?
Washington State.
Really?
Yep.
No wonder he wore all that flannel or that plaid.
Yeah, I guess. And oh, fun fact, no major city in Washington, supposedly, what I read was no major city in Washington uses that format for their public schools.
Yeah, weird.
So yeah, but yeah, the creator confirmed that. Yep. Fun fact for you.
Steve Bartlett?
Maybe.
I follow him on Instagram, but I think his first name is not Steve. Craig Bartlett, sorry.
It's Hillwood, Washington.
Wow.
Fictional city.
So.
Some things falling in toilets.
This was so fun. Was so random. And so easy. So easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It happens a lot.
I mean, I guess it makes sense that it would happen a lot. But like, since that day. No, I did. What did I drop in the toilet recently? Never mind. I was going to say, I feel like it doesn't happen to me, but then I'm like, yeah, it probably happens at least once a year. It
happens to me pretty
regularly.
But also
writing a review that mentions it would narrow it down enough where I thought it would be more of a challenge.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Huh. So the first review I have is of a novel called Future Feeling.
I don't like the sound of dropping a novel in a toilet. That sucks.
Future Feeling, a novel by Joss Lake. And I'm going to give you...
Lake.
Joss Lake, yeah. I'm going to give you a little synopsis here. An embittered dog walker obsessed with a social media influencer inadvertently puts a curse on a young man and must adventure into mysterious dimension in order to save him in this wildly inventive, delightfully subversive, genre nonconforming debut novel about illusion, magic, technology, kinship, and the emergent future.
Wow.
A lot of themes.
I've never heard genre nonconforming, like
that's
for a book.
Kind of fun, right?
That is a fun way to put it.
I love it. And so here's a review by Tori Peters. This was like one of the, like in the book description, they had kind of some author reviews that they've received.
Oh,
it wasn't like an Amazon review.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like listed. So this is a review by Tori Peters, author of Detransition Baby.
So this is a review of this book written by a different author.
Yes.
And like kind of used as a testimonial type thing.
Testimonial.
Okay.
Exactly.
And it mentions, okay, I'm like surprised by this and I'm very excited.
You will be pleased in a moment. Good. I devoured this funny, charming book of trans friendships and sly cultural commentary. A story about what...
Sorry, now I get the gender nonconform... Or, sorry, gender
I get
the genre nonconforming.
I feel like I didn't point out that this is like an LGBTQIA, like, leaning book.
That makes
book.
It a lot better, because I was like, wow, that's so... I've only heard that as gender nonconforming.
You're right.
So now it's genre nonconforming. How fun.
Yeah,
sorry.
What a fun little
thing. Makes it
thing.
Even better. Okay.
I hadn't even thought of that, really, until you just said it, but that must be why. I devoured this funny, charming book of trans friendships and sly cultural commentary, a story about what truly matters for those of us lost in the maelstrom of identity and media. Here's how unable I was to put it down. I accidentally dropped it in the toilet, fished it out, and kept right on reading. End of review.
Amazing.
I was like, shit, that
amazing.
Is
amazing.
Kept using it and loving it.
That makes me happy.
The next item I have is the Doctor Who 11th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver.
Okay. Yeah.
On Amazon. Don't know what it is, but I guess it's used for cosplay.
Yep. It's just the main tool that...
Okay.
The doctor uses and...
Okay. That sounds about right, because it is a tool and it is Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a 4-star review by Nora. I'm just posting bullets here, but I did write a review for the Sonic on my blog. You can read it here and see more pictures. Lame. Here's the bullet list of all the things that are lame. Feels too flimsy and fragile. Side buttons for lights and sounds don't work when claws are extended. Bottom buttons for effects is hard to use. Batteries aren't pre-installed, which would be fine if the screws for the compartment aren't hard to remove. No pen feature. A bit expensive for a toy. And here's the fantastic. Fun replica, lights, and sounds make it feel like a genuine Sonic. Light volume makes it easy to carry around everywhere. Four sounds, too basic, too special. Despite the seemingly fragile casing, it's actually sturdy and holding up well. Just don't drop it. Bonus, can sort of survive a dip in the water. I accidentally dropped it in the toilet while I was in costume at a convention. It shorted out at first and eventually the electronics stopped working, but after letting it dry overnight and a day under the sun, it was working normally again. Overall, while 11's Sonic screwdriver doesn't have a pen feature like 10's, the Sonic is good enough and a perfect prop for anyone who wants to play the Doctor. End of review.
Amazing.
What a wild, like, array, right?
It's yeah.
It's like a book and now, like, a cosplay item.
I mean, that sounds like something, an accessory that, I could see myself dropping that in a toilet.
Well, especially, I was thinking, like, at a convention, mm-hmm. you're dressed up, like, you have extra, you know,
layers,
accessories.
Things you're not used to carrying around.
Exactly. And I feel like it's a lot easier to drop something mm-hmm. out of a pocket or whatever.
I dropped something in the toilet recently and I don't know what it was.
I once dropped really my glasses me. In the toilet.
Okay, that's a good one. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
good
like that's
oh,
like
yeah.
a, that's, yeah, that I'm
classic,
sure a lot of people could relate to that one.
I've definitely dropped my phone in the toilet.
I don't think I have.
I did that once in high school and then I went back to Trig or something.
Yeah.
And I like laid out a bunch of paper towels and like started disassembling my BlackBerry. And the problem was that the teacher, the trigonometry teacher, was also the dean of discipline. And so he was like, why do you have your phone out? And I was like, well, I dropped in the toilet. And he's like, right, but you're not supposed to have it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in really big trouble and my phone never worked again.
Oh, nice. That's
anyway,
not a happy ending.
It was just a rough afternoon for me.
I'm surprised I've never dropped my... Well, I don't know. I'm surprised. Never dropped my phone in the toilet. Ever.
You know what?
I don't know how.
I feel like this might be wrong, but my gut is that because... people who identify as women or use the women's bathroom often sit down to pee.
Yeah, so do I. Well, it depends on where I am.
Okay,
unless
yeah.
Unless I'm going, like, yeah.
Like, there's never, like, a standing version of that, and I feel like...
That's true.
If you're at a bar or something...
out in the bushes.
No, that's a squat.
Well, squatting, okay, yes. I didn't mean, like... Yeah.
Which
no.
then you'd probably drop it...
Fair, okay.
More likely, but, yeah. you know, I feel like there's a lot more, like, up and down... if you're not using a urinal.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But I don't have I don't like use a urinal most days because I'm not somewhere that has a urinal.
So you pee sitting down?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
I like growing up.
I don't mean
you
normal.
And mom,
I just am like, is that a thing?
With you and mom was very much like, it's the polite thing to do, especially like at someone else's house. Yeah. So I just started doing that. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And I don't see why not, too.
No, I
it's
certainly
more comfortable.
Don't. If I ever
just
have
sit down.
And
I get to use my phone.
If I ever have a son.
Well,
oh, yeah, I highly recommend
I do
it.
Use my phone at urinals, though. So.
Well, but see, the phone things, this is where we're getting into
anyway.
Danger territory, because the phone, once it's out. But the problem was, the phone fell out of my hoodie pocket
mm-hmm.
during trig class. It didn't even fall because I was using
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mr. V, I promise I wasn't using it. And he's like, you're putting toilet water all over my desk. And I know you just wanted to play Brick Breaker in there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't wrong.
Oh, man, I love Brick Breaker. Also, in hindsight, I bet mom just made me sit down because I peed all over the bath, like all over the toilet.
It was not messy, yeah.
As a kid, yeah.
Because Blaze's mom had five boys. And
yeah.
The stories I've heard.
Yeah.
No, she probably should have asked them to sit down. They didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just, no, he still doesn't, am I right?
No, he doesn't. But I don't know what's like, I don't know what's like standard.
Okay. Like, I think a lot of guys would be very surprised to hear me say that. That
okay.
like I normally
like,
am sitting. No, yeah.
I
think
I
would be more likely the odd one out.
Normal
in
is not the word I'm trying to use.
Yes.
I don't mean normal, but like
let's
what's
normalize
like,
men sitting to pee.
Let's do it. It's sitting is always better.
I know. I don't get the whole thing.
Sitting is better.
I know. I'm with you.
Sitting is better.
Dude,
okay.
I'm with you.
Just if it's a urinal, don't sit, though. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. Or if it's a bidet, don't use it as a urinal. I've done that before because I didn't know it was a bidet.
Yeah, that happens. Was it at my house?
Was that? You have a bidet?
Yeah.
Of course I didn't pee in your bidet. This was when I was a kid at Oma's house growing up.
Oh.
She had one. You think I peed in your bidet? I didn't even know you had a bidet.
You didn't?
No.
Where have you been?
Not on your bidet.
The other day you were like, you have a basement? I'm like, where?
Yeah, I'm still surprised by that.
I'm like, what do you think this trap door is? Hello?
Okay, but basement, like, you don't go down there, do you?
Yeah.
Like, when? What's down there? Is there a whole room? Like, is it big?
It's massive.
What? Really?
I mean, it's not finished.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
But yeah, it's massive. It's cool. I'll show you.
Okay. It's you still creepy. Haven't. I told you I didn't know it existed and you still haven't shown me. So.
It's creepy as fuck. I'll show you. Okay, sorry. That was quite a tangent. But the next thing I have for you is of a phone. And it's the Sprint Sanyo SCP-2700 cell phone in pink. Now, I'm going to send you a picture. So this is a product. It's classic.
Oh. Oh, wow.
It is. How would you describe it?
It looks like a knockoff BlackBerry.
Yeah. It's like mid-2000s. It's like an older phone, right? 2009. So this is like back before.
Really? This is a phone from 2009?
Yeah. Why?
Was it that bad in 2009?
Yes. That's when I had my BlackBerry.
Wow.
Yeah. It was not great phones back then. And this one even has like kind of, it's not a smartphone.
But the iPhone existed then.
Yeah, but
so
people...
So did the Motorola Razr V3, though, apparently.
Exactly. I had a Razr at that point. I didn't have an iPhone until after college.
Yeah. No, neither did I, but...
I feel like that just wasn't, like, as prominent.
Yeah.
So this is a 5-star review by Holly. Verified purchase, and the title is, If You're Not Interested in Smartphone. So they reviewed this on September 9th of 2013.
Okay.
So, I guess 4 years after this phone was released. I love it. It is my second one to own. The first was dropped in toilet by 2-year-old. Still worked. Then dropped in glass of orange juice. Yes, still worked. Had it about 3 years and had to replace. Love it. So, that's unfortunate.
But that is quite...
Impressive.
Quite impressive.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a 2-year-old. It didn't specify. But I think it probably was not. The toilet was definitely the 2-year-old.
Yeah, but the orange juice, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
How does one drop? It has to be. How else would you drop a phone in orange juice? Right?
Yeah, it also. Yeah.
I feel like that has to be intentional in some way, like movement wise. I can't imagine a scenario where you accidentally drop.
You're holding your phone and you pick up a glass of orange juice to carry them together. And then you drop the phone. I don't know. The glass would have to be pretty big to... Well, I guess this thing's not very big.
I think it had to be stuck in the orange juice by a 2-year-old.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's basically this kind of like Sprint, like old school pink flowery phone with like a QWERTY keyboard. You know.
They don't build them like they used to, am I right,
they
folks?
They certainly don't, and I'm very thankful.
Planned obsolescence.
Thankful for
nowadays.
It. I read a lot of that, and I'm like, you dropped it in a toilet. Don't actually ask. Act like they did this on purpose. And then this is my... Oh, no, I have two more.
I just want to recap. Yeah. So far, we have a book. We have a Doctor Who accessory, and we have a cell phone.
Yes.
Cool.
I feel like it's going to get more boring here because
that's okay.
I now have an IFAX snowproof. Snowproof? Okay. An IFAX snowproof impermeable dirtproof case for iPhone 6 Plus.
Wow.
Love the snowproof. Like, well, if it's frozen.
When you said snowproof, the last thing I expected was an iPhone case.
Yeah, and here we are.
Snowproof.
I think it's a way of getting out of saying waterproof when it's not waterproof. Yeah. But like, if it hits the snow, like, you're fine. I'm serious. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, so this is a 5-star review. by Dez, and it says, definitely an item needed with toddlers. Verified purchase. Actually, it says, compra verificada, because my Amazon keeps switching to Spanish.
Mm.
Very rarely do I ever give 5 stars, but I've had my phone cover for almost a year and am impressed with this case. I'm now buying 2 more before they are gone. My son is 3.5 and autistic. He plays with my phone constantly, and I'm not lying when I say this phone has been dropped, thrown, even once hit my wood stove. It's taken extreme abuse, including dropped in toilet, wading pool, and dog's water dish. Left outside overnight, and yes, I do try to keep it away from him, but he's fast and sneaky. But I'm thankful this phone cover is built well. I've been told by friends and family how lucky I was my phone still works fine, and have given them the name of this case to several people because what they've witnessed. Now the cons. Cannot use my Beats headphones as they don't fit well in the adapter or at the bottom of the case itself, and the mute lever on the side is a pain because it doesn't work well at times or at all, and have to open case reset the case notch only to have to redo it a couple days later. And my son also gets the black rubber stopper at charger area to keep water out and, well, chews on it. But compared to the other cases I had before this one, this is only case I will use. One great note about my experience also is whenever something goes wrong with my iPhone, my boy always manages to fix it for me at age 3.5.
Wow.
End of review.
I think it's shaping up where now whenever I buy a new product, I gotta search reviews for toilet because these are some very convincing arguments for these products.
The product did have 2.8 out of 5 stars.
Maybe not then, but I mean the fact that...
But I think if that's what you're looking for, it can withstand water, then go for it.
Yeah.
But you know, we didn't hear did it withstand a
light breeze?
A light breeze.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. So, you know,
I guess
it depends. But
so far, I'm just hearing each one of these reviews, I'm like, you know what? That's kind of convincing.
And as someone who will soon have a toddler.
I was thinking the same thing for you.
I'm like, oh God, I got to really. She already puts everything in her mouth. My phone goes in her mouth. Everything goes in her mouth. So I imagine it's going to be an adventure. All right. This is my last one. And it was my favorite. This is a 5-star review by Janice of the Sony NWZ-E344 8GB E-Series Walkman Video MP3 Player in black.
Why are all these really old? Did you get, not only are you on Spanish-speaking Amazon, but you transported back 10 years?
Well, today I realized I was not on Incognito because today I did get, continue shopping for, and it was that weird pink phone.
You can buy those still?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're used and you know.
But still.
Yeah, if anything strikes your fancy, let me know.
Weird. A lot of places they use beepers, medical things, because if it works, you know.
If it works, it works. So this is a Walkman Video MP3 player.
I have bought a Walkman the past 5 years. So
have you?
Yeah.
Well, you're
for cassettes.
In good company because Janice reviewed this on July 26, 2016. So really not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted the following. Bought mine reconditioned 2 years ago. Left it in pants through washing machine and dryer. Dropped in toilet. 2 years after all this, it finally died of old age. I miss my baby almost as much as I miss my 40-something kids. End of review.
Oh, 40-something, 40-year-old.
That's what I'm gathering.
I was like, holy shit.
But I was like...
That's a biblical number.
I was like, I don't blame you for missing the phone more or the Walkman more than
40 children.
All the names of the kids you can't even remember. but yeah, so... she wrote, I miss my baby in all capital letters with quotes around it. I miss my baby.
Okay, to make it clear that it's not her actual
baby. A real baby. Almost as much as I miss my 40-something-year-old kids, I'm assuming.
Got it. Which is weird that the age would come up at all.
Yeah.
I guess that makes it a little more funny and not like if it were my 8-year-old,
I'd be like,
yikes. If
you just said, I miss my kids, I'd be like, are you... Where are you?
Are you okay? True. Okay. I get why they would add the age.
Another way of putting it would be I miss my grown kids or something. Yes. But I think that, But yeah, I also love, like, it went through washing machine and dryer. And dryer, by the way, which I love that. Okay.
Well, yeah, you got to dry it somehow.
It's true. Dropped in toilet. And then 2 years later, it died of old age. And I'm like, are you sure that it wasn't a pre-existing condition that maybe you caused 2 years earlier? I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But probably so.
But probably perhaps so. And it's kind of funny because it like plays MP3 videos, which now I'm like...
Which I'm like, what?
So obsolete now.
Yeah.
For the most part. Like with YouTube and everything being free.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are my reviews of toilet. Wow. I didn't find a pen being, actually, I didn't really look. I should look for a pen being dropped in the toilet. I mean,
if you had many options, it's hard to like narrow down the product, but dang, you got a wide array.
I thought so.
That was quite a wide array. I'm impressed.
Thank you. I was worried at first cause I thought they were all going to be like MP3s or like phones or whatever, but yeah, we got a book.
A book.
There were actually multiple books. I just picked the one I liked the most, like the review I liked the most. But there were multiple people who were like, it went in the toilet and I kept reading, which, I mean, I guess makes sense if you're reading a book on the toilet instead of playing like Candy Crush like me or like TikToks.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm surprised I haven't dropped a book in the toilet. You know what? Next time I drop something in the toilet, I'll let everybody know.
Please don't send a photo, but yeah, I would love to know. Okay. Here we go. I just typed in pen dropped in toilet review. Here's what I got. From Quora.com. I dropped my vape in the toilet. Should I still use it? Don't put that in your mouth.
Man, I don't know.
Here's one. Vapingunderground.com. Can you hear me scream? Dropped it in the toilet.
What? Can you hear me scream?
Alexander, the amount of people I typed pen, they're all about
vapes.
Vaping next to the toilet.
Wow.
So I dropped my vape in a toilet. I'm paranoid it'll be bad for me. Well,
I have news for you.
Yeah, it's a little. Ooh, who wants to break the news?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know though. Like, okay, there's grosser stuff than toilet water that you.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, it's true.
I feel like that's something that you can probably figure out where you can use your vape again. Like, if someone told me they dropped their vape in the toilet and then. Have you used it since? I wouldn't be disgusted. Is that gross though?
It's gross, but I would hope that they cleaned it.
Well, yes, that's what. Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying they popped it right in. We're like, let me suck all the water out. I don't know how vapes work. It's not like that though.
I don't think it's like that. I mean, to be fair, like, I'm not usually the right person to ask about these kind of things because, like, I don't know. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't
faze
me.
I'm not saying that. My view should be the right one, the way to view it.
I think we might be wrong, but I agree with you. Yeah. I'd be like,
pop
whatever,
that sucker
keep
in eventually.
Using it.
Yeah, whatever.
Just like wipe a Lysol wipe over
it.
But I mean, maybe we're in the minority.
Like if you dropped your vape in the toilet and gave it to Leona, I'd have a bit of an issue.
Yeah, but if it was just, if it hadn't been dropped in the toilet at all and I gave it to Leona, you'd be like, okay, better.
Yeah, as long as it's got that cotton candy flavor she likes.
Obviously, Alexander wouldn't mess with a good thing.
I'm a cool uncle, what can I say?
Yeah, I'm a cool mom, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Anyway, so that is that. Thank you, everybody. We already did we already announce?
Mm-hmm. I think we're doing
perfect.
What? Waffle homes and cat cafes.
Oh my god!
Is that right?
Yep,
nailed it.
Good
I don't know
memory.
What the, I don't know what the challenges are, but we'll figure it out.
One of us is gonna have to figure it out. So we'll see you then,
and hopefully see you at our live shows in June, everybody. Please buy tickets. I love you.
Yeah,
and I'll love you more if you buy tickets.
We can all go tanning and.
We can't.
What?
We can go tanning
in Hawaii.
Oh.
If you come to our Ohio show.
Yeah,
shows.
if you want that Hawaii show, everybody, that you all are begging us for.
Amanda's the only one who doesn't want to go for some reason.
Yeah, Amanda's not invited anyway.
Yeah,
so.
But Amanda, if you do come to Ohio, maybe we will have a show in Hawaii.
Yep. Everyone pressure Amanda into coming to Ohio.
Come on.
Anyway. Beach2sandy.com/tour. Thanks, y'all.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.